USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A number of states have begun to roll back their COVID restrictions as cases fall, including Texas and Mississippi, lifting all restrictions on businesses and their mask mandates. Other states have been taking a more gradual approach in reopening. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says that as the state has accelerated its vaccination program, he's emphasized keeping up mitigation efforts. He tells ABC's This Week that Ohio has set a goal for rolling back their restrictions.
As we're doing that, we can't give up the defense, and so we've got to continue to do that. We've set a metric. We put a goal out there when we got to 50 cases per 100,000 for every 2 weeks. That's what the epidemiologist that we consulted said. When we get down to that figure, we'll be able to take the health orders off. But we're a ways from that, but we're moving forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Nearly 100,000 migrants were apprehended on the southern border in the month of February, the highest level since mid-2019. Critics of the Biden administration say the president's reversal of Trump-era policies is to blame for the current influx of migrants. Senator Ben Cardin believes that passing comprehensive immigration reform will be important in solving the issue at the border. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that he believes the American people want Congress to pass that level of reform.
Well, I hope we can do something a little more comprehensive. I can tell you there are Democrats and Republicans. We did it once before. We passed comprehensive reform in the Senate. Did not pass the House. It wasn't taken up in the House, but it had a strong vote. I hope we can do it again. I think the American people want us to do that. They want secure borders. We recognize we have economic issues in regards to visas for employment. We have issues concerning family reunification. We have a lot of issues that we really need to deal with, and it'd be good to pass a comprehensive immigration bill.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says he will not resign as two more women have come forward with allegations of inappropriate behavior. New York State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins called for the governor's resignation on Sunday, calling Cuomo's scandals a distraction from governing. But the governor told reporters he has no intention of going anywhere.
I wasn't elected by politicians. I'm not going to resign because of allegations.
Cuomo has denied allegations of harassment and inappropriate touching and creating a toxic environment in his office. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy stopped short of calling for Cuomo's resignation when asked, saying an investigation should be allowed to play out. But he told CBS's Face the Nation that the accusations are deeply troubling.
I'm going to stay where I've been on this is deeply troubling. And more data points make it even more troubling. And an independent investigation, which all parties appear to have come to the conclusion was the right road forward, I would agree with that. Let's see where that comes out. And I would just say every person, regardless of who they are, who has a concern, has a right to be heard, and that concern has a right to be investigated, and God willing, that's what will happen here.
But some are joining the growing calls for Cuomo's resignation. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice told Face the Nation that it's time for him to resign.
I think it's terrible, and I truly believe, that he has a dog's mess on his hands, and with all this, where it stands, it's not going to do anything except get worse, and I would say he needs to resign.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.